Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane live call-in show, where you can receive intuitive insight into subconscious blocks and limiting beliefs, along with powerful energetic repatterning to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. Explore unlimited possibilities with us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Call us with your concerns about relationships, career, health, love, spirituality, or anything in your life that you would like to repattern. If you're ready to make a change, stay tuned. We'll show you how.
This is Deborah Diane, along with intuitive life coach Gwen Payne and our producer Mark. We are going to demonstrate conscious repatterning, as always, which is an extremely powerful clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, patterns, trauma, drama, strife, any kind of difficulty you're having in your life, or anything that you feel may be keeping you stuck. And we will be talking a little bit about it, demonstrating a little bit in the first half of the show. And during the second half of the show, we'll be actually taking live calls so that you can experience how fast, how easy, and how fun this process is. So if there's anything in your life that you would like some intuitive insight into, or you would like some assistance moving through, get ready to call. And until then, I want to check in with Mark, and I hope you have an idea of what we're going to talk about today, because I am handing it over to you.
Yes, I will take that mantle anytime. I have so many questions. So how about the dynamic between men and women? It's not so much necessarily, just the romantic piece of it, but just the way in which we interface with each other, the energy that comes up, the projections that we have on each other, and the roles we try to play and feel sort of seem almost automatic, that maybe we can check in on, see if there's some clearings around that. I'm not sure where it goes, but I'm just hoping we can play with that. What do you think?
Well, as always, we don't need to know where it goes. We just get going.
That's right.
And I knew you had something. I could feel it. You had something good. This is something that's been actually coming up for me. I know that I have not discussed this with you, but this has been coming up for me a lot in the last week, the dynamic between men and women. And, I mean, I've just been experiencing silly, petty jealousies and insecurities. And it doesn't have anything to do with an intimate relationship. But I've just been feeling some really deep stuff, and it's not huge. It's not overpowering, but I have been noticing it. That's what I do, is I just kind of sit back and I notice everything that comes into my consciousness and take note and try to determine where it comes from. So I am on board with that discussion today. Thank you for bringing it up.
I almost don't even know what to say to that. That's a pretty big topic, and I'm excited to dive in.
I have a question for you, Deborah. As you were just mentioning that it's been coming up for you over this past week, is it mostly around like friendships with women or men or both, or intimate relationships or past relationships, or kind of in which genre of all of that have you been experiencing sort of this dynamic observation?
Okay. You guys just kind of trip me bare, ask me to expose all of my stuff for everyone to hear. I have been feeling a little bit of jealousy over a friendship relationship that I have, meeting up with another friend of mine, and feeling like, even though it's not a romantic connection, feeling like there may be some hopes or intentions or something that is somehow going to make this other female more important to my friend than I am.
So what do you do about that?
Well, I don't know that I have yet. I'm not trying to control the situation. I think that's the first step, is that I don't feel like it's up to me to to project that onto to either one of them. I recognize that it's just it's a friendly platonic meeting between the two, and I don't feel like it's going to go anywhere romantically. I feel pretty strongly about that, but there's something about that female friend of mine becoming more important to my male friend, and I feel like it's attachment somehow to I don't know exactly. What do you think, Gwen?
Well, when you were starting to say attachment, all of a sudden I saw like a web. I think it's attachment to a lot of different things. I think this is a very complex attachment, that it's past experiences, it's lineage, it's species related is what I'm actually getting.
And I've never really been a jealous person. I have never been someone that tries to control my relationships. And I have to reference the very last relationship that I was in was pretty solid and strong. And we were talking about marriage, and I didn't feel like it was going to go. I mean, I didn't feel like the relationship was going to end anytime soon. That evening, he wanted to go out, and I didn't. And I said, no, you go. You have fun. And I let him go, and I was not jealous. I was not upset. I was not worried at all. And lo and behold, that night he met someone, and the next day he broke up with me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But is it possible that on a deeper level, not your conscious level, but as you know, on a deeper level, whether it was, you know, in the lineage that a belief system,
yes,
you know, absolutely, vibrated that energy so that, you know, otherwise that wouldn't come into your field?
I feel that. I feel, I mean, well, for one, I'm muscle testing and I'm getting a strong yes that it's in my lineage, but I feel it. I feel that caveman behavior of mine, it taking my, you know, and the competition, survival of the fittest type energy coming into that whole dynamic. And, you know, I still don't play that dynamic out in my relationships because I have quite a bit of you know, awareness and also self-control. You know, I'm not going to let myself go into that jealousy and control and all of that kind of energy, but I feel it. I still feel something. And I definitely want to start clearing on this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know how sensitive I am to energy, and we're talking, and I'm literally starting to feel a little bit nauseous and like just like, you know, a knot in my stomach.
Well, I don't get that you're feeling what's coming up for me. I feel like you're feeling what's coming up for you.
No, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just the topic.
Mm-hmm. And how are you feeling, Mark?
Yeah.
I get a little lost when we start talking about lineage and all that and how it ties in, just because I don't have a real good context for all of that. So I guess I was feeling a little, you know, that was in my brain. But in my body, I feel a little tension. I don't know, like it's just like, uh-oh, something's going to come up. You know, it's like a little bit of that, a little anticipation. Something might go down. And I guess I'm wondering, too, do you think it's inflamed? We were talking about dynamics between male and female a little bit, but also just between, you know, any relationships, women, women, men and men, friendships, and you were just referencing. Is this particular situation different dynamic because it involves a male friend meeting with a female friend? I mean, if it were a female friend with another one, is it still possessive?
I think so. And that's the part that I don't understand, is that I'm not possessive with my female friends. I mean, female friends can have as many female friends as they want. And I don't ever feel that feeling of being threatened. And even though this is a platonic relationship with my male friend, there's something in me that wants to feel threatened. And that's what I don't understand, and I'm so glad that you tuned in on that on some level, Mark, and brought this up for clearing today. That was a perfect topic. I think that we've got to take a break right now, but I think it's going to get good in the next segment. We're going to start exploring a little bit deeper and releasing this. It's my intention to feel perfectly okay with this by the time we're done clearing.
Let's
do it.
Yes, so let's take a quick break. We are going to be taking live calls in the second half of the show, like I mentioned. If you want to get in on that, We can work with anything in your life that you want to work with. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And my website is consciousrepatterning.com if you want a little bit more information about what we're doing. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane along with Gwen and Mark talking about relationship dynamics between men and women. I'm looking forward to feeling better about what I'm feeling right after we do some clearing. We're, of course, working with conscious repatterning, which is a highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning. It may not make a lot of sense when you're listening to it, but it makes a lot of sense when you feel it. And it's a little little bit tricky doing this on the air because we can feel the changes, but it's something that you kind of got to experience for yourself. So we're opening up the phone line right after this segment. So if you want to call us, if you want to join us, give us a call at 800-930-2819. And until then, Gwen, what are you getting? What can you share with us?
Ooh, about you?
Sure. I just meant in general relationships, dynamics, but, you know, whatever's coming to you, I trust your intuition.
Well, I don't know. This is, must just be the theme of the last few shows, but I'm feeling kind of walled off. I mean, I think I have a tremendous resistance to even going into this topic because it feels overwhelmingly destructive. That's what it feels like. It feels like it could kill me.
You know what I get is that it's supposed to be this way. You and I both have the belief that it's supposed to be this way between men and women. Mark, for some reason, you don't have that belief, which probably explains why you have so many female relationships. I know that we've discussed this before. I think you're very close friends with everybody that you've ever been in an intimate relationship with. I don't know very many people that can say that. So,
that's a lot of friends, Mark.
No, it's not like that. But I do find it interesting that when you have a relationship and you're really close with someone, there's clearly a connection and something that you're drawn to that person about. And then when the relationship changes its stripes, so to speak, and you go from being a primary relationship to different directions, but you still have that connection. I mean, there's still important people in your life, or they can be, but it just sort of gets mucked up with all the damage and fallout from the breakup. And it just always seems kind of silly to me that we just lose what was there. It just sort of gets all washed away or overwhelmed maybe by the emotion of it all. And I mean, I get that and I deal with that in the short run, but I seem to gravitate back to try to reestablish whatever sort of the truth of the relationship is. And I find that to be really rewarding and worth taking the risk.
Well, that certainly makes sense, but do you find that there is like a transitionary period or the jealousy?
Yes.
Is it difficult for you when you transition from intimate relationship into friendship? Does it hurt your heart? can you feel it in your heart?
Yes, absolutely. During the breakup period, it always is a very painful and transition just because of the attachments and connections that I feel that are being destroyed in some ways, you know. I mean, so that goes away from that version of a relationship with that person. But then right after that, and I shouldn't say right after that, but whatever period of time it takes to sort of then come back and reestablish, it's worth it to make that loop around and come back and see where it is that the truth of the relationship is. And those words I use a lot as I think about it, because the truth of the relationship was that the intimate relationship that we had is now gone, is now over. And that's the truth, and that's okay. But where is our common ground? Where is some place that we can both meet and it worked for both of us? And that's the thing that I'm hungry to explore after the heartache and the pain and the distance has passed, whatever length of time. Sometimes that's relatively short, like a month or two, and sometimes it might be a couple of years. But I still am open to always kind of coming back and finding where that common ground is. I love that part. I think that's a really valuable thing.
Do you find yourself jealous of the ex's next boyfriend?
In the short run.
Girlfriend.
That's during the fallout period, yes. After that, absolutely not. And I'm trying to think if I've ever had that. No, I don't think so, because it's like I reconfigure the relationship from at least my side of it, and I want what's best for them. I want them to feel love and to have someone special in their life if that's what they want for themselves. And so I'm rooting for them in some ways. And I hope they're doing that for me. And usually they are, which is part of what we find is the truth of our relationship. We want what's best for each other, whatever that is. And we're not trying to squeeze it into a relationship package.
Well, do you ever feel threatened, like your relationship is going to be threatened? Your ex brings in another relationship that has a problem with you, or they're not going to have time to spend with you, or do you ever go into that kind of feeling?
Maybe, but I'm trying to think of specific examples. I remember one relationship where the next person they got involved with, I didn't really like them. That didn't happen very often. which is kind of interesting too. But then that just is part of the equation about whether there is a connection or where the truth of our relationship is at that particular point. So I just didn't reestablish a very close or particularly powerful connection with them at that point. But then later, once that relationship had moved through their lives and they were at another place where, you know, we had a tighter connection and still do today. So I guess it varies a little bit on just whatever the data is and the whole mix of things, but I try to stay very open and loose to whatever. It's the truth of the relationship. That's the phrase I have in my head. That's okay. I keep saying that.
All right. Well, let's try to accomplish that for myself and Gwen as well.
Well, I actually feel like I don't feel jealousy when my exes move on.
I get that you do.
I have a really hard time believing that. Maybe initially, if there's in the initial breakup, but I'm friends with my exes from, you know, 30 years ago, different ones, and they're with women that I just think are fabulous.
Well, I'm interested in if I'm seeing this clearly. Will you test that yourself to see if you get jealous when your exes move on?
I get no.
Why are we not agreeing? Am I projecting onto you?
I get yes.
Okay. All right. Wow. Well, apparently this is this is something that I'm really, really trying to cover up for myself. I knew this one was going to be deep, but that is not allowed. Projections are not allowed when we're doing this work, and it's fascinating to me. Again, so many things about this work fascinates me, but you and I, Gwen, have been working together on a lot of stuff for a really long time, and we go deep, and we've never done this before where I've projected something, you know, my belief onto you. Right?
That's true.
Am I remembering correctly?
That's never happened. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I feel like I am sticking a stake in the ground, and I am wanting to stay exactly where I am with my jealousy and codependency and control issues in romantic relationships. Oh, my God.
Wow.
All right. Well, let's do some clearing. Let's just ask for divine truth to come through and clear any blocks or resistance that any one of us actually has for seeing the truth of our relationship. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay. Let's start off with an opening prayer asking that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light. And that everyone who receives clearing today, including anyone who calls in later in the show, receives maximum benefit in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I get that I'm no longer projecting on you. Let me test that question again that I was getting. Is Gwen jealous of her exes when they find new loves? No. I get no.
Oh, look at that.
Okay. So the projection is cleared. I'm just a little bit embarrassed that I pulled one over on myself again there, but I guess that's what we do, isn't it?
Well, can I just say something?
Yeah.
This is weird, but I really am. I've got to share this with you because I've blinked three times because I just kept kind of dismissing this image. But I mean, I literally see you as a settler. I mean, that quintessential like bonnet, like on the wagon train, and
you—that's me.
Literally sticking your stake in.
That's what I feel like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like you're claiming your property.
Yeah. When you were saying I'm claiming my property, what was coming to me is I'm claiming my man. It
right.
Seems like it's both, but that feeling of having a claim over someone, that's the key right there, is feeling like just because you're engaged in a certain level of intimacy and relationship that you have power over that person, or you dominion, control, a claim on them. That's what needs to be cleared, and I think that's the core. Do you agree?
I do, okay. And I feel for, sorry to just jump in and be all about me, but I feel for me that, but I'm going to do it anyway. I feel that for me, that I have that same belief, but it's created the opposite in my life, where when I was a stay-at-home mother, I felt like just because I wasn't making the money that I was a possession. And I fought against it, and then lo and behold, here it is, a belief that I'm vibrating.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, so I'd like to clear that.
Yes, let's do it. I think that's our first clearing right there, summing it all up. Let's move past this now.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I know you, again, are our shining example, Mark, in the way it should be, but you've got some of this too.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Good, good.
And I'm getting that that dynamic that we were describing earlier when I got that it's supposed to be this way. I get that cleared, that belief cleared for both of us.
Fabulous.
I think that was the core. Of course, the past lives cleared. All three of us have past lives that are clearing right now, which is interesting. I wish we had a little bit more time to go into detail, but I know that that's not necessary. We don't need to do that to clear them, so I don't think we're going to have time to do that right now.
Can I interject now that you said we don't need to have the details?
Yeah.
Isn't one of those past lives to do with the three of us?
Yes.
So
the three of us, three amigos right here.
That's right, the three of us.
The transformational trio, whatever it's called.
I like that. And did we clear with that life as the three of us in this present life?
We did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that part is automatic, but thanks for picking up on it and checking in with it. I don't know. I get that that's all the clearing that we needed to do. I feel like I want to do some testing on this because it's even hard for me to believe that it was that easy. Well, now I don't get that I'm feeling jealous or threatened by the male friend I was referring to earlier that's getting ready to meet up with my female friend. Is that true, Gwen?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay, good. That was very interesting.
You know what's amazing to me is how all of this stuff that we're talking about, the littler stuff, clears when you go to the core. It just brings all of that other stuff out as well.
I know. It never ceases to amaze me how easy. I mean, that was a lot of junk we were just talking about. And the only clearing that we had to do was that one about feeling like we had claim over someone. And then everything was released.
I know. I'm amazed. I'm amazed that we just did that one clearing. There's a part of it that's almost like, wait, isn't there more? Right?
Can't we complicate this more?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. We can't. We're done with it.
Good.
Good. So let's go ahead and take another break and get ready to take some callers. When we come back, the number again, 800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life.
For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, working with conscious repatterning. Repatterning anything in your life that you feel may be holding you back or blocking you in any way. Repatterning relationships, releasing trauma, fear. We can work with just about anything with this modality. And we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines now, show you a little bit about what it's about. We've got Tatiana calling in from Eugene, Oregon. How can we help you today, Tatiana?
I was just calling in to get advice because you have a gift of being able to get in tune with such deep levels of myself. Just to tell you right now, your clearings that you've done for me have been life-changing, extremely significant, and have very strongly affected my relationship with my mom and my sister. My sister and my mom have been fighting with constantly for years, and I haven't had one fight with them, and I've been hanging out with them for the last week and a half.
Oh, great. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, that was completely life-changing event for me that was amazing, awe-inspiring, and it took a week of integrating or a week and a half where everything came up for me. But I was able to work through it all because it was not like I was reliving it. It was almost like I was seeing it go away. And then when it was all gone, my relationships with my family have all been so much different than they've been for years. And
oh, my gosh. That's great.
Yeah.
I love hearing that. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Aw, thank you. Mm-hmm. So what can we help you with today?
Well, it's something simple but kind of complex. I'm trying to figure out... trying to gain confidence in making a decision about where I'm supposed to live, what the best location is for me, and then insecure about being able to make that decision and feeling confident about living farther away from family in Eugene or closer to family where I should live.
When I give guidance as far as, you know, what's the best choice for you, I just want you to understand that it's guidance based on the conditions that are present right now and that mm-hmm. that could change. And I want to use an example just so that you kind of know what I'm talking about is I did a session with someone who was just given a house, and I got that it was the highest choice for him to sell the house instead of keep it and rent it, which is what he was thinking on doing, because there were some foundation and some plumbing problems with the house. And he said, okay. And then a couple days later, I woke up and I got really clear that it was the highest choice for him to keep the house. And I was confused about it. I contacted him because I don't ever really like to tell people what to do. And what had happened is that he had decided to spend the money to fix the house. Based on where he was during the session, he was not prepared to spend the money to fix the house to keep it, to rent it. But because he had changed his mind about something, the highest choice for him changed also. So that's why I'm usually hesitant to give guidance or advice. But I can tell you what's coming through right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You asked if it was the highest choice for you to stay in Eugene. I'm not getting that it is. And okay. Feels like we could talk about this just a little bit more. What are the other options you were looking at?
Well, it would be to find a place of my own or to keep all my stuff in Eugene. Mr. Jocker, and come stay with my mom for a little while. or to move all my stuff down and find a place of land.
None of those are coming in strong. It feels like you've got a block.
That's the block that I was wanting to come to you for and get clear. What kind of block?
Let me see. Let me check in with this just a second. Do you want to move from Eugene?
A part of me is I've moved so much.
Mm-hmm.
But a part of me is sad about moving again.
The energy that I'm picking up is more stubborn, like that you just don't want to do it. You don't want to have to move. You don't have to change things in your life. You just want to be where you are, do what you're doing, and keep it that way. It feels like you have frustration around having to change things or having around having to make changes.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so let's clear between you and transition, you and change, and show you how to transition and to move through your life in the highest and best way, and then clear the stubborn and then also the frustration that I'm picking up on, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I'm feeling like we can get clarity. I'm still getting a no on Eugene. It feels like putting your stuff in storage and going to stay with your mom is the best idea, but there's something around there that's not quite right also. What's that about?
There's not a lot of space here in the house for me and my daughter.
Oh, I see. I feel like the space is fine for a short period of time. Yeah, I don't feel like that would be a long-term thing for you.
Yeah.
But it feels like maybe there's some healing to happen between you and your mom, too, that would happen if you went to go stay with her for a little while. You also have a pattern of the word that's coming in is complacency. We could clear that.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like that would be a place that would be good for you long term, but I also feel like once you got there, you would just want to stay. Like you don't want to pick up again and make a change or go back and get your stuff from storage or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. It would just be really easy for you to just stay there longer than what would be good for you.
Yeah.
Let's clear that pattern of complacency. I'm also getting that you don't trust yourself. You don't trust yourself in making decisions.
Yeah, that's what causes the complacency.
Oh, okay. It feels like there's a big decision that you made when you were younger that caused you to doubt your trust in yourself. It feels like around 8 years old. Do you remember what that was?
I don't know. It was something that came up for my mom around that age. There was an event where my mom was leaving my dad, and I really wanted her to be, like, strong. Or I felt like I was wanting to help her be strong and leave my father, but she didn't leave him in the end. And that memory has been coming up for me a lot lately.
Okay. There was just something in there that caused you to doubt yourself. I guess wanting something for your mom and her going a different direction, which actually seems like it worked out pretty well for her. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like it was a good decision for her, but she was, like, I felt like things were too hard for her, so that's why she went back with him.
Okay, so that's what caused you to doubt yourself in decision making. Can we clear that? Clear with that experience, clear with your mother and your father and with the 8-year-old little girl in you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good. Now I get it's easier for you to make decisions. That was the big block right there. What were you going to say?
That was really powerful. That clearing, when you did the clearing, I felt like a huge cloud or a wave. It was like lifted off of me.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I just felt some emotions coming up and then just kind of really strong shift in my own reality.
Oh, good. How do you feel about putting your stuff in storage and going and staying with your mom for a little while?
Yeah, an intuition that I was getting is to just put my stuff in storage and not decide on either one, but just to come back down here.
Yeah.
And keep my stuff in storage up there so that I'm not dropping either choice, you know?
I completely agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It feels undetermined. After you go stay with your mom for a while, it feels undetermined whether you're going to be in Eugene or you're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't feel clarity on either one, but I again feel clearer about making my own decision for myself. So I'm excited to see what comes up for that.
Good, good. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a few days before you fully integrate all of the energy.
Yeah.
So it's got to continue to integrate. But then I think that you'll feel really good. You'll feel solid about your decision. And I also just want to say that the decision is yours. Like, I absolutely would not want you to act on what I said because I said it. It's got to feel really good to you, but I feel like it will feel better.
That's kind of been more of the shift that I'm feeling. The difference is that I'm not really wanting somebody else to tell me what to do. And that's like the biggest feeling I've been about.
I mean, we can receive guidance, but it's still got to feel good to you. And that's what we're working with, is clearing whatever blocks you have to getting the clarity for yourself. But yeah, like I said, that's the most important thing, is that it feels like the right decision to you. But it feels like you were just kind of stuck in a state of confusion before this.
Even when I was told what the right thing was for me, I still confused about it.
No. Mm-hmm. But so, it feels like the confusion is lifting now.
Yeah, I definitely feel that for sure.
Yeah, that was something big for you that affected you quite deeply when you were 8.
Yeah, that was a very strong clearing, and that is a memory that has, gosh, I think about it at least once a month. I mean, I don't remember anything. I just remember them getting back together and being really sad about, like, kind of blaming myself for it, like, kind of thinking, oh, I wasn't, like, easy enough, or I made it too hard for her, like, maybe there was something I could have done to help her be strong enough, or...
Yeah, but that feels really good now. It feels like you've released the blame and, all of those feelings that you had that weren't truth.
Yeah. Thanks, Deborah. And, you know, your clearing has been really powerful. I've been telling everyone I know, everyone that listens.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's take a break and take another caller when we come back. If you want to join us, the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. My website, consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning relationships, limiting beliefs, patterns, or behaviors that are no longer serving you. Let's go back to the phone lines. We've got Eleanor calling in from New York City. Thank you for calling. How can we help you today, Eleanor?
Yes. Good day. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, I'm calling in because my daughter called in last week, and I know she felt sad and depressed, and we lost the business, and she has lost the second job after losing the business, and she felt so good after having your service of clearing, and I am hoping that I can resolve some of my clearing as well.
Okay, so what did you want to work on today?
Well, I would like to work on clearing and improving my relationships with men, relationships with women, and my relationship with money.
Okay, let's just go ahead and do a basic relationship clearing on all three of those and see if there's something else that comes up for discussion, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Men and women seem to be clearing pretty well. I feel like there's a couple of specific relationships that you can clear with in the women category. Because we're clearing, when you just say clearing with women, we're clearing with women as a whole. So, for example, if you're a man hater, we would be clearing that, but not specifically clearing with, you know, particular men that you've had in your life. And in your case, it's women that I'm getting. There's two significant women that you can clear with. One of them feels like an older woman, does not feel like a biological connection.
Hmm. Sure.
Okay, well, you can think about that for a moment. And then the other one feels like it's a longtime friend of yours.
Right. I know who that is.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know the first one, the older woman. That's not biological. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I do feel like it's someone that is either in your life now or fairly recent. It's not like a long-time past connection. But while you're thinking about that, let's go ahead and look into money, what needs to be cleared with money. I'm sensing anger with you, that you've got anger towards money. Were you aware of that?
No.
Okay. I'm feeling a father connection, that there is a connection between your anger towards money and your father.
Well, I could relate with that.
Can we clear that?
Yes, please. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, that feels like it's clearing. Let's go ahead and clear between you and your father as well. Okay?
Just clear, just thoughts of clarity?
Well, when I say clear with your father, I mean that we are clearing the relationship, and that is, it's a general relationship clearing that we don't normally have to get into a lot of specifics about what is being cleared, but it's just basically releasing resentments and grudges and opening up your connection and the way that you relate to each other and, you know, things like that, bringing you to a true soul connection. And all of that happens automatically when we go into a clearing, unless there's, you know, something that blocks it or resisting. But it's a really simplified way of describing what I do is just saying, let's clear the relationship.
Oh, okay.
Anything
he's
that's
deceased.
What?
He's deceased. He's dead.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
We tend to pick up patterns and beliefs, you know, and even emotional energy from our relationships, especially our parents. So there's something that you have picked up from him that is affecting your relationship with money, and that's why we're clearing with him as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And this is a really big clearing. This one that we just went into, you can probably feel it if you kind of tune in.
I felt something.
What did it feel like?
A flash of a burst, something bursting, a flash of a burst.
Oh. Yeah, that sounds right.
Wow. Oh, wow. I feel lighter.
That's funny.
Yes.
Have you been listening to the show for a while, or did you just start?
I with your show, it's recent, but I've listened to other shows on the same transformational radio.
I just referenced that a few weeks ago, that almost everybody that we do clearing with says that they feel lighter during the clearing or right after the clearing. That's why I was laughing when you said that.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
Isn't it great?
Wonderful. I feel so good right now.
Oh, good. Yeah, people usually notice right after their clearing that they feel lighter, and they don't really understand why, like what it was that was feeling heavy, but it's just all of these cords and connections and, you know, heavy belief systems, limiting beliefs that energetically start to weigh on us, even though we can't exactly pinpoint what it is that we're feeling. Did you have any recollection of who the older woman was?
Boy, since it's not biological, I would like to know who it is.
Let me see if I can get some more clarity. Just a second. I'm still getting that you know this person. Apparently, it's not a really close connection, but it feels like it's someone that feels very familiar to you, but you don't know intimately. Like, you don't spend a lot of time with this person.
Mm. And I got a flash of someone that's an old friend of mine that's older. I got a flash of a person.
Yeah, that's her.
Okay. She came through.
Okay, good, good, good. Let's clear between you and her, and then I think we'll be complete.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good. This one is a really big one, too. I want to see if it feels similar to the last flash or burst that you felt.
I feel like a little more relieved, a sense of peace, calmness, kind of. Intense. I feel my breathing intense.
That should ease up when we're done with the clearing. You're moving through a lot of energy right now. It goes really deep, and it moves really fast. And we're still in the middle of the clearing. I'm still feeling it very strongly. So in just a moment, when we complete, you should probably feel your breathing balance out again. So I'm going to give it just a minute. If you have anything else to share, please feel free.
Yes. I would like to find someone I could share my life with, a male partner with intimacy and love and respect and honoring each other.
Well, what we can do there is we can just release any blocks or resistance that you have, clear any fear-based thoughts or feelings, emotions, patterns that are blocking you. I feel like there's a little bit more that needs to be done. We're not going to be able to complete that right now because we're just about out of time. But that's going to be the first layer. It's a big layer. And then whatever needs to happen on your end will come to your awareness.
Wonderful.
It's just going to clear, release those big blocks or that big resistance and then that fear as a first step, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so how's your breathing?
I feel more calmer now.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for your time, and I will listen to the show next week then.
Oh, great.
Monday, right?
Yeah, and feel free to call us again. Let us know how it's going for you, what changes you've noticed.
Thank you so much. I certainly will. Have a wonderful rest of the week.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Eleanor. So we will be here again next week with another live call-in segment and some more conscious repatterning. If you are interested in joining us in one of our live group clearing calls where we clear three relationships for everyone along with a whole lot of other empowering and transformational clearings, you can connect in with that on my website, consciousrepatterning.com, where you can also find the archives to this show if you missed any portion of it and you want to hear it, consciousrepatterning.com. Join us again next week. And until then, remember to find someone or something to be grateful for. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.